It's time for some straight talk. Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get our unlimited plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune into Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Fog plays a leading role in Kali Kuhi. It rolls over the land like some sort of silent witness, starting with the opening sequence, which takes place in the middle of the night, to the last shot, which is at dawn, signifying a new opening perhaps. The fog works strenuously to add a layer of mystery and creepiness to Terry Samudra's debut feature. The director also relies heavily on other horror tropes. A ghost makes a sudden appearance in a mirror, the soundtrack is purposefully ominous. In one scene, a withered old woman with one eye shows up. It rains incessantly. The story is set in rural Punjab, which is presented as desolate, dark and quietly horrific. The color palette is grey. But as I watched, I found myself wondering, how many fog machines did they haul up to location, or is this all done digitally now? And that is never a good sign. Like the Bhakar Banerjee's terrific shot in the Ghost Stories anthology and Anvita Dutt's Bulbul, Kali Kuhi is a horror film with a message. The idea is to scare you, but to also make you think beyond the horror on screen and consider the horror in life. Incidentally, horror plus sex was dubbed Horex, but I could not come up with a clever name for horror plus message. Kali Kuhi is about female infanticide in Punjab. The heroine is a 10-year-old girl, Shivangi, who confronts an awful secret when she is taken by her parents to their ancestral village because her grandmother is ill. When we first meet Shivangi, she's peering into a well as she sucks on a gola. The red flavoring from the gola drips into the well in tight close-up, foreshadowing the blood that is to be spilt. It's a striking, spooky moment. Shivangi, played by Reva Arora, is a timid girl, confused by the adults, especially her parents, who don't do a very good job of shielding her from their problems. But eventually, she's the one with the courage and wisdom to put an end to the terrible events. As an idea, Kali Kuhi is potent. There is something inherently eerie about wells. The cavernous dark space and the impossibility of escape makes them perfect fodder for horror films. Case in point, the Japanese classic Ringu, in which the murderous spirit Sadako, with her hair covering her face, emerges from a well, walking like a marionette whose strings are being drunkenly yanked by someone above. We learn later that she drowned in it. It's terrifying. In Kali Kuhi, also the well is a graveyard, but it's not particularly frightening. Because the scares in the film are too predictable to make us jump. DOP Sejal Shah succeeds in creating an unnerving atmosphere. The film has been shot beautifully. The vast fields and narrow lanes of the village all seem to be hiding something. But the screenplay written by Terry and David Walter Lech squanders the opportunity. The storytelling is flat and strained. The dialogue by Rupinder Inderjeet are banal and a few scenes border on comical. Shavana Azmi playing the grandmother's neighbor in the village is too much of a veteran to be fazed by dull writing. So she soldiers on even when the events become more preposterous. There's too much of a load on Reva, who delivers as best as she can, making her unaffectedness work for the character. There's also Satyadeep Mishra as Shivangi's father Darshan, who seems unhinged from the start.
Honestly, I didn't get why this man was doing the things he was doing.
Like insisting that his family continue to live in the village. Kali Kuhi has been edited by Sangyukta Kaza, who earlier cut the superb Patal Lok.
It's thrilling to see female artists tell a story that puts women front and center.
It's also thrilling that Terry is attempting here to deliver an urgent message via a genre picture.
But for the combination to work, the writing needed to be much sharper. You can watch Kali Kuhi on Netflix.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm going to ice and snow all week. But if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's going to get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.